From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump welcomed Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and a large Iraqi contingent to the White House Monday for talks on further coordinating efforts to defeat Islamic State.
Our main thrust is we have to get rid of ISIS. We're going to get rid of ISIS. It will happen. It's happening right now. A lot of things are different than they were even 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Mr. Trump lamented the 2011 pullout of U.S. forces from Iraq, but hoped for closer cooperation now and in the future. Mr. Abadi later spoke of the progress made in recapturing ISIL territory.
We have gone a long way since 2 years ago. Nobody have imagined, even when I was here last year, that we'll be in Mosul today. And we have liberated the majority of Nineveh and majority of Mosul. Now, the advance that our security forces has made is very courageous.
He also welcomed accelerated U.S. support, not only in the fight against Islamic State, but in rebuilding Iraqi cities. Former U.S. Ambassador James Jeffrey, who met with Iraqi delegation, said the mood was upbeat.
I would say that delegation members were universally very positive with the reception they received with President Trump.
Meanwhile, in Mosul, Iraqi forces are trying to push into the old city despite stiff IS defense. In a Shia district of southern Baghdad Monday, a car bomb claimed by Islamic State killed at least 23 people. Ghana's president is offering his condolences to the families of victims of a freak accident at a popular waterfall in which a large tree fell on and killed at least 18 people while they were swimming. Several others were injured. The tree, one of the largest in the area, fell during a storm Sunday at the waterfall in Kintampo, a popular tourist spot in Ghana's central Brong-Ahafo region. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May Monday said her government will trigger Article 50 of the European Union's Lisbon Treaty, formally signaling the country's intention to leave March 29. Ms. May said she's committed to a withdrawal that benefits the United Kingdom.
I'm very clear that I want to ensure we get the best possible deal for the United Kingdom that works for everyone across the United Kingdom and all parts of the UK when we enter these negotiations.
The breakup began with a referendum last June in which British voters chose to leave the EU, but sentiment is running high in Scotland to remain. Lawmakers begin debate Tuesday on a second independence referendum. The first one failed in 2014. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, Monday confirmed to a congressional panel that his agency is looking into allegations of Russia's involvement in last year's U.S. election.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Comey also said he had no information that supports Mr. Trump's claim that former President Barack Obama spied on him at his New York headquarters. And he said the FBI is looking into whether the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russians to defeat Mr. Trump's rival, Hillary Clinton. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
Following this testimony, it's clear that nothing has changed. Senior Obama intelligence officials have gone on record to confirm that there is no evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion.
Spicer also said Mr. Trump is not withdrawing his wiretapping allegations, saying the investigation continues. A senior Palestinian official Monday said President Trump is committed to a two-state Israel-Palestinian solution. Jabril Rajoub, a high-ranking official of Fatah, said the U.S. leader made clear to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in a recent phone call that he was his strategic partner in making real and serious peace between the two sides. Pope Francis, meeting with Rwanda's President Paul Kagame Monday, asked for forgiveness for the sins and failings of the church during the 1994 Rwanda genocide. The Pope acknowledged some priests and Catholic faithful were complicit in the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Tutsi minorities and moderate Hutus. In Brazil, a meatpacking industry scandal has gone global. China, the European Union, South Korea, and Chile have curtailed meat imports from Brazil after inspectors were accused of taking bribes to allow the sale of tainted meat. Billionaire philanthropist David Rockefeller, former head of the Chase Manhattan Corporation, the last living grandson of the 19th century founder of Standard Oil, John D. Rockefeller, died Monday at age 101. Rockefeller carried out the family name with his strong support for American-based global capitalism. He said it brought more benefits to more people than any system in the world. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.